You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 133, Believe the Unbelievable. In today's episode, I want to discuss a very important subject with you. It's the idea of expanding your consciousness beyond what you have been taught is true. We're living in a time when your beliefs must expand to include things that were taught to you to be fictional or non-existent. They were taught to you that way to keep you in a limited reality, but it's not good enough today because we are living in a time of the awakening. This is a time when all things that have been kept secret will be revealed and brought to light. This has been prophesied throughout the ages, and we are now the inheritors of these prophecies. We are experiencing an ever-changing reality. As we continue to grow in awareness and we're being met with information that just doesn't fit, it doesn't add up. So we're realizing that we've been lied to. What you have to keep in the forefront of your mind is that when you control all the television stations, radio, newspapers, large magazines, publishing companies, and the movie production companies, it's easy to tell a lie and convince others that it's true. This is how we've been lied to in just about every way imaginable, from the simplest of things to the greatest of historical events. You thought you witnessed it because it was on the news or in the newspaper or on TV. What you have to realize is that since the advent of movies and the ability to make them, you have been an eternal audience. You've been tricked to believe in a false reality, when in truth, it has only been actors playing different roles as characters on the stage of life, literally. They took acting to a whole nother level. People who desire control will go to any length to gain that control and to keep it. So lying for them is easy. It's a way of life. They've taken acting to another level so that they could use the television to gain more power and to create long-standing dramas that you believe to be real people and real events. You have been conditioned to believe that lies are reality and that actors are real people. The controlled media makes these false realities seem real. When Spirit told me the title of today's show, I then began to meditate on the material that I was to share with you. Spirit then began to guide me to information that confirmed some things that they told me some years ago. When I was writing my book, Doors of Light, they told me that the body was unbroken and that there is no separation within it. This is in chapter 14, where I talk about the heart and how everything is only an extension of the heart. But for some reason, we don't see it that way because we've been taught to think of the organs as being separate from one another, as well as the other body parts. But in truth, they are only extensions of the heart. Our heart is the first thing to form in the embryonic stage, and then it begins to expand to create all the other organs and body parts. So this is what Spirit was talking about, that there is no separation within your body. And why is this so important for us to understand? It's because of the law, as above, so below, and vice versa. If there is no separation within the body, then Spirit was telling me that there was no separation within our universe. This is where I got lost because it looks that way. But we have to keep in mind that our eyes are part of the illusion. They confirm the deception of reality. This is what we often forget, that our eyes are vibrational translators and they make vibrations appear to be solid. This is one of the biggest deceptions and one that our sages of old warned us about. This is called Maya or illusion, what we call reality. Our entire world is Maya because it is the creation of mind matter, if you will, vibrations taking form through our senses. What appears to be solid is in reality flexible and ever-changing, even though it appears to be fixed and stagnant. This is illusion. So you must keep in mind that we are surrounded by illusion that appears real. This is the basis of our reality. You must remain conscious of this fact at all times. So why is Spirit telling us that it's time to believe the unbelievable? It's because it's time for us to grow up and understand that the world around us is created by us, by humans. It's limited by our perception of it, and therefore can expand as our perception expands. Greater knowledge creates a deeper understanding of the world that we exist in. This is the expansion of consciousness. We expand the consciousness as we expand in awareness and knowledge. We must break free from the limiting false beliefs that have held us in bondage. These well-chosen ideas have been spoon-fed to us for centuries. And as I've said before, it's easy to fool small children because they don't understand how things work. But once they become teenagers, then some things that used to fool them can no longer do so. This is where we are moving into spiritually. Some are more advanced spiritually than others, but if you are listening to this podcast, then you have a strong desire to grow and to seek out truth. You desire to awaken. We are continuously being fooled, not only by our senses, but by those who are in power. The deceptions keep us on a low level of consciousness, but it's our own fault at this point because we refuse to take control of our own lives. Some of us don't even want to use our own common sense to see past the obvious lies, so we continue to be led and taken advantage of. This is why the masses are still asleep, because they are waiting for someone else to save them. They are still believing in what they are being told to believe in. The awakening is going to take some time and research on your part, because it will take the acquisition of new knowledge to eliminate the false lies. You're going to have to take time to figure the truth out. Don't allow yourself to be kept so busy and distracted that you never take time to study. The problem is that everyday people rarely seek out knowledge. They stay within the limited educational conditioning that tells them to give up their power to someone else who knows better or who knows more than them. This conditioning goes deep, and it's a form of mind control. You're being fed a created reality. It is illusion, and it's being passed off as reality. I've said it a million times. You need to turn off your television or realize that nothing is real on there. That is the one-eyed beast that is spoken of in the Bible. Those of you who keep saying that you want to be informed are really part of the problem, because you believe that the illusion is real. You believe in the lies and you think that they are truths. These lies are destroying our world. And what's even worse is people are not willing to see that they are lies when the truth is put right in their face. It's all smoke and mirrors, people. 99% of what you see on TV is created. They are actors and you believe all of it to be real. How can you grow if you're not willing to see the truth? You must learn new things. You must seek out truth. If something goes against what you believe to be true, then the first reaction is to reject it. That's what people do, even before they look into it themselves. You cannot be like this. You have to learn how to research things, and that means going further than the internet or Wikipedia to see if something is true or not. You have to go far beyond your accredited Ivy League colleges and other institutions that have been put in place to keep you asleep. Don't look for their stamp of approval on things. In believing the unbelievable, you must open your mind to new ideas, new possibilities. You cannot grow in consciousness if you don't learn new things. The expansion of consciousness is expanding awareness. This means that as you continue to awaken, to become more conscious, that you will begin to learn about new things that were previously not in your awareness. It's new information, at least for you, and that information will cause your awareness of reality to change. You will become aware of things that have previously been kept from you. This is all part of the awakening. This subject of believing the unbelievable is vast because it covers everything: who we are, our abilities, our gifts, and our superpowers as humans. It covers the world that we live in and how large it really is. It covers the life of our universe and our oneness with that universe. Believing the unbelievable consists of an entire reality shift. You will come to realize that many of the people that you grew up believing were real, many of them were simply actors. Believing the unbelievable is exactly what you will have to do in order to awaken. My desire in this show is to simply ask you to start opening your mind and your heart to different information. Things that seemed unbelievable at one time are now being proven to be true. The first thing you have to remember is that your five senses help to create the illusion. And so it's easy to lie to you. And then when you're conditioned to believe that what you see is real, it goes even deeper. Spirit says that it is important for you to awaken, to begin to believe the unbelievable. This knowledge will free you. You will be freed from the limiting beliefs of your existence. Knowledge comes to free the slave, but the slave has to be open to the new and the different. It will be unbelievable, but it will free you. You are limited by your beliefs. So once you begin to challenge your beliefs, then you'll begin to open your reality up. You will then see that you are unstoppable. You are incredible and amazing. You have only become distracted by the illusion, but it's time to take your power back. It's time to realize who you truly are. You are the creator of your own reality. You have the power. So stop giving it away. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe in it, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.